Module 10B. Listening. Exercise 2. You will hear 5 short extracts in which people are giving reasons why they use bikes to get to work. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to H the reason each speaker gives. Use the letters only once. There are 3 extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 3. Speaker 1.
About 4 years ago, during a tube strike, I was in a taxi. I was running late for a meeting because, as usual at rush hour, all the roads were jammed. Suddenly, I saw this scooter in the window of a showroom, and that's when I had my flash of inspiration. I jumped out of the cab, did all the paperwork in 15 minutes, and still got to my meeting on time. The bike can't go above 50 kilometres an hour, but it doesn't seem that slow because you can overtake lines of cars. I must admit, it sometimes doesn't start, which is a pain, but when it does go, it has shrunk London for me and means I can fit in more business meetings than I used to before.
Speaker 2.
I love my bike. It's quite comfortable with lots of gears. I bought it second-hand from a colleague, so it was quite cheap as well. I started cycling to work around the time of the terrorist attacks on the underground. Like lots of other people, I suddenly got very scared, and anyway, I'd always hated being squashed in with all these other people during the rush hour. It's so much nicer being outside in the fresh air, apart from when it's freezing, of course. And motorists are quite considerate to cyclists these days, although I wear a yellow jacket to be on the safe side. The only problem is all the pollution from the traffic. Perhaps I should wear a mask.
Speaker 3.
If I drove a car, people would probably try to contact me on my mobile. Riding a bike gives me a breathing space to think about things without being interrupted for once, which is great when you have a demanding job like mine. I find I arrive at places in a much better mood. I've got a Kawasaki motorbike and I'm a passionate enthusiast. It all began 20 years ago when I was a student and I was looking for something cheaper to run than a car. Now I use it every day for the same reason. When it's windy or pouring down with rain, it's not very pleasant, but I still go out on it, although my family never thought I would stick with it.
Speaker 4.
I'm aware that many colleagues and clients think that lawyers should drive flash cars rather than have a bike, but the great thing about a bike is there's always somewhere to leave it, and you don't have to worry about getting a parking ticket. Mind you, I've had a couple of bikes stolen in the last few years, despite having chained them up. People do often look really astonished when I turn up to important meetings on my scooter, which is great. It's good to challenge people's expectations. Some probably look down on this method of transport, but I don't care. The opinions of others don't matter to me in the least.
Speaker 5.
I began cycling again because I wanted to get fit, but jogging bores me and I don't like going to the gym. I'm wary of the major roads, just from lack of experience. Cars seem to go so fast, and you feel very vulnerable on a bike. But I think this will pass eventually, and I've not had an accident yet, thank goodness. I'm really glad I took it up again, because it's so convenient. You always know how long the journey's going to take, whereas you can't depend on public transport. And also hopping on a bus or tube is so expensive these days.
Now you will hear part three again. Speaker one.
About 4 years ago, during a tube strike, I was in a taxi. I was running late for a meeting because, as usual at rush hour, all the roads were jammed. Suddenly, I saw this scooter in the window of a showroom, and that's when I had my flash of inspiration. I jumped out of the cab, did all the paperwork in 15 minutes, and still got to my meeting on time. The bike can't go above 50 kilometres an hour, but it doesn't seem that slow because you can overtake lines of cars. I must admit, it sometimes doesn't start, which is a pain, but when it does go, it has shrunk London for me and means I can fit in more business meetings than I used to before.
Speaker 2.
I love my bike. It's quite comfortable with lots of gears. I bought it second-hand from a colleague, so it was quite cheap as well. I started cycling to work around the time of the terrorist attacks on the underground. Like lots of other people, I suddenly got very scared, and anyway, I'd always hated being squashed in with all these other people during the rush hour. It's so much nicer being outside in the fresh air, apart from when it's freezing, of course. And motorists are quite considerate to cyclists these days, although I wear a yellow jacket to be on the safe side. The only problem is all the pollution from the traffic. Perhaps I should wear a mask.
Speaker 3.
If I drove a car, people would probably try to contact me on my mobile. Riding a bike gives me a breathing space to think about things without being interrupted for once, which is great when you have a demanding job like mine. I find I arrive at places in a much better mood. I've got a Kawasaki motorbike and I'm a passionate enthusiast. It all began 20 years ago when I was a student and I was looking for something cheaper to run than a car. Now I use it every day for the same reason. When it's windy or pouring down with rain, it's not very pleasant, but I still go out on it, although my family never thought I would stick with it.
Speaker 4.
I'm aware that many colleagues and clients think that lawyers should drive flash cars rather than have a bike, but the great thing about a bike is there's always somewhere to leave it, and you don't have to worry about getting a parking ticket. Mind you, I've had a couple of bikes stolen in the last few years, despite having chained them up. People do often look really astonished when I turn up to important meetings on my scooter, which is great. It's good to challenge people's expectations. Some probably look down on this method of transport, but I don't care. The opinions of others don't matter to me in the least.
Speaker 5.
I began cycling again because I wanted to get fit, but jogging bores me and I don't like going to the gym. I'm wary of the major roads just from lack of experience. Cars seem to go so fast and you feel very vulnerable on a bike, but I think this will pass eventually and I've not had an accident yet, thank goodness. I'm really glad I took it up again because it's so convenient. You always know how long the journey's going to take, whereas you can't depend on public transport. And also hopping on a bus or tube is so expensive these days.